The first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are here, and we know you have lots of questions. That's why we're introducing WHYY's new series, The Health Desk Help Desk. Today, reporters Alan Yu and Zoe Reed have answers to your questions about all things vaccine.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Alan.
So, for a lot of people, this has been the moment they've been waiting for. But it's a complicated effort with a lot of moving parts. So, to address that, here's our first question from Maureen Hillis in Yardley, Pennsylvania.
Who's responsible for implementing and distributing the vaccine in the state of Pennsylvania? How are they going to prioritize things so that the delivery doesn't turn into mass chaos?
Yeah, that's on everyone's mind right now. Things will be rolled out in phases. In Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, healthcare workers and long-term care residents will be the first to receive the Pfizer vaccine, and distribution has already started. First priority will go to those most at risk, though, like those caring for COVID-19 patients. Soon after, first responders and critical workers will be eligible. Now, the states have slightly different definitions on what a critical worker is, but examples include corrections officers, educators, and transit workers. At the same time, anyone living in rehabilitation centers and corrections facilities will be able to receive the vaccine, and anyone over 65 and those with conditions like cancer or heart problems also will be eligible.
Got it. So a lot of readers have also been asking, when will the vaccine be available for the general public? Do we know that?
A lot is up in the air right now, but states are hoping to get through their first two phases in the early months of 2021. That depends on if and when other vaccines, like the Moderna vaccine, get the green light. Now, that looks very likely, but without the final authorization from the FDA, states are a little bit reluctant to make promises. Delaware, though, has predicted that the general public will be able to get the vaccine by the summer.
Right. It could take a few months.
Now, let's talk about what happens when you actually get the vaccine. We have a question from reader Ray Huber. He's 82 and lives in a nursing home in New Jersey. He's the first group to be vaccinated.
So I'm interested in any possible immediate side effects. I understand there will be some burning sensations in the arm and possibly some feelings afterwards of fatigue and punkiness, and you might have to take a day off from work and stuff like that.
Ray is right. The most common side effects for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines include pain around the injection area, headaches, and chills. By the way, I had to look up what punky means. It basically just means tired and run down. E. John Wary is the director of the Penn Institute of Immunology, and he said those side effects are actually a good thing.
These are actually very good signs that your immune system has been activated and your immune system is doing exactly what we intended to do.
Alan, we know the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are both more than 95% effective. This listener has a good question about what that means.
My name's Marion Koppel. I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. I'm 78 years old. My main question is, what happens to the 5% that the shot is invalid on? Do they just not get immune? And if they don't get immune, how do you know you're not immune?
So people in the Pfizer trial got a vaccine or a placebo. They don't know which. Once a large enough group of people get COVID-19, the researchers check to see if those people were given the vaccine or not. So that 5% means that of the people in the trial who got COVID-19, some of them contracted the disease even though they got the vaccine. But the vast majority who got sick got the placebo. Now, we don't know if among that 5% people got mild cases or serious cases, but we do know none of them died from COVID-19.
It's early days. There's quite a bit we still don't know.
That's right. For example, we don't know whether people who are vaccinated can still transmit the disease even if they don't get sick. But from the data that we do have, we know the vaccine is very effective at preventing illness. And the more people who get the vaccine, the more data we'll have to work with.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Zoe.
Health Desk Help Desk will be back to answer more of your questions about vaccine distribution in our region. To ask a question, go to whyy.org/vaccines.